This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with co-host Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and we are here to have a good time, try to teach you something. Remember that we are talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice at best. We are a very great source for late at night or even during the at the dinner table with the in-laws, usually during the holidays, when they say the word, you know, Fred, yes, they say, and then what you can do is you can counter with what, Denise? You can counter with what?
Well, I heard on Radio Law Talk that this is true.
That's exactly right. That's the only time we allow you to use us as authority. Other than that, do not go to the... Your Honor, did you listen to Radio Law Talk last
week? It's the perfect retort.
And you want to hear something funny, too? We can't officially say this, and we're not going to officially say it, but there are judges that do listen to our show. It's awesome that we hear about some judges that do like our show, and it's fun. It's entertaining. We have a good time with it. We talk about interesting topics. We're going to talk about a bizarre lawsuit about neighbors helping neighbors. This is a bizarre one that occurred in a rural community, very rural area, where sometimes it could take hours for the police officers to show up to someone's house to get help. You know, and Denise and I were talking, we're going to have a case or no case. We were talking about something during the break, and I just want to bring it up really quick because we were going to add it later. But let's talk about the California judge threw out California. Back up. California says you're not allowed to have a high capacity rounds, more than 10 in a number of pistols.
That was a legislative.
Legislative. That's right. That's
right.
The law.
Action.
So a lawsuit occurred, and I can't remember who it was brought by, but I can look that up. But what happened is the courts threw it out and said it's unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which, believe it or not, is not the most liberal, but it's definitely, you know, a little more liberal of a court, has on a three-panel court. Now, explain what that is, because, Denise, people don't understand. What do you mean? What does that have to do with it?
Well, the appellate courts, at the appellate level, they have a bunch of appellate judges, but not every case that is appealed gets heard by the full appellate court judges.
Right.
If it goes to that level, it's called in bank. They're
right.
Going to review it in bank, and that means all the judges get to weigh in. But generally speaking, because they have so many cases to deal with, they create panels of judges.
Right.
And those panels are what hear the cases.
And so what they did is the Ninth Circuit Court, with three individuals, held that, and this was in August, that they threw out the California ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. It violates the constitutional protection of the right to bear arms.
Second Amendment, right.
And that's the Ninth Circuit. So as of now, I don't know. I believe the governor's trying to get them to, you know, put it in neutral for now until it goes up to the full in-bank Ninth Circuit or goes to the Supreme Court. But as of now, that's what happened in California, which really is a huge, huge blow to those people who are against this, and a huge win for the pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment type people. So there you go, 855 Law Radio, if you have a comment about that. We were going to talk about that later, but I just wanted to bring that up. We're going to be following that as it goes. So the reason we haven't gotten deep into it yet, because we're going to see what happens with the Ninth Circuit, if it goes in blank, and then if not, if it goes to the Supreme Court, what they're going to say, and then we can talk about it in more detail. So, but the most important thing is a way to show that Fred Penny is stupid and a way to show that Fred Penny zeros. We're going to do another case or no case that I can lose.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Fred Peterson of Stockton, Minnesota, had a problem. A hair trigger on a Smith & Wesson pistol, a revolver. Mr. Peterson was a certified NRA instructor, and he was positive, based on what the factory representative had told him, that this particular weapon was designed so as to make it impossible to fire when the weapon was in the holster, thereby making it safe to carry in a purse or on your waistband or whatever. His wife did not agree, so he put the pistol on and said, "No, look, see, look, bang!" And when it was all over, he was missing an index finger from the knuckle down. And he said, "Wait a minute, this gun is out of spec, and I'm disfigured. I'm embarrassed that I lost face with my spouse. Somebody's going to pay." So he called his lawyer and asked the same question I'm asking you. Case or no case? What say you?
Fred Penny's going first. Case, he wins. I don't really care if I win or not. I don't care about the analysis. I'm so sick of this game because I'm losing. I don't care
anymore.
I got a bad taste in my mouth, Cal. My favorite thing is case or no case. It's become a nemesis for me. I need therapy. I really do need therapy because I haven't won once. And I used to think I'm a smart lawyer, but I don't know what's going on. I am really smart.
Sometimes you just get out of sync.
Yep. And he wins. No, he loses. Case, and he loses.
Ms. Dirks, what say you?
Was it Smith & Wesson gun?
Yes, Smith & Wesson
and
38.
What was it that was supposed to keep it from firing?
Well, he thought the trigger pressure was not properly set, you know, because if you pull out the weapon, you know, that somehow the holster, I mean, he's trying to squeeze the trigger in the holster, you know, and he said, if you do this, you can't fire. See, boom. It did fire. Took off his index finger. I don't know where his other finger was. Maybe he was holding down the bottom of it. I don't know. But that was the gist of the whole thing, was that theoretically...
At least he didn't kill his wife.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, or himself, or have the bullet go into his leg. It just took a finger, but, you know, it could have been much worse. Right?
Okay, so definitely he was going to lose that one. And it's
That's
not
logical.
Even a breach of warranty, because it's just something he thought that it couldn't shoot. It was not a...
Well, he said the manufacturer told him this cannot happen. With this holster and this gun, it cannot fire in that holster.
Denise, can I help you? I just really want to help you. Do whatever I say, do the opposite. I'm leaning back in my chair, those of you who can't see, my legs up on the table, and I'm just relaxing.
You're striking the just, pose of a relaxed but discouraged man, Fred.
It is
the opposite of you. It's no case because it's Fred Peterson. We're talking about Scott Peterson today, and use your first name, Fred. It's a made-up story.
That's the smart thing to do. Do the opposite of Fred.
Okay, so does
George Costanza Fred Penny.
Wait, does that mean if it is an actual name that you don't get points?
No.
No, not if it's not a case.
Oh, so you're not gambling
case
on that.
And
okay.
He wins.
Okay, so Fred Penny, you say it's a case. Is that correct?
Yeah, give me the big zero.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a shocker.
0-3.
That's a shocker. No, 0-6, Cal. I lost all of them last week, dude. Oh, my God. Denise
and Denise
is
just
so
cracking up. She's loving it.
I've never lost so many times in my life.
I've been gone. I've been gone for several weeks.
She's so
ahead.
I'm telling you, the thing that just drives me nuts is I don't care what I say. I'm telling you, statistically, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost impossible to do what I've just done.
Yeah.
I literally
you flip a coin and come up opposite.
There's no way that you can lose as much as I do.
And by the way, it is a true story. But no lawsuit was filed. This NRA instructor said, you know, maybe I'm just stupid.
Why did I come to Radio Law Talk today? What am I doing?
Because it's fun. Come on.
Well, I'm glad at least that WRWH has joined us from Cleveland, Georgia. At least that makes me happy. I'm happy there with
us. I wonder what the Georgians think of your impressive string of victories.
Department of Smart Lawyers. We'll be back. We might talk about something else. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We will talk about something else, I promise, after this.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Association and the Ad Council.
Is this real life?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're back here at Radio Law Talk. I have an echo, Cal. Do you know why we have an echo? Or is that
probably because we added another microphone. Okay. That's the only reason I can think of right now. So
I was sitting here, Denise and I are getting ready for the show, and my son walked by. He's in the studio today. He's asked to do something over here in the studio. And he is a lawyer by chance, and he is a lawyer in our law firm. And I want to ask you a question, Garrett. There's been a serious problem that's been happening in Radio Law Talk. The serious issue is I have never received a point in case or no case in a long time. I've lost every single one for two and a half weeks.
It's been a month.
Maybe a month.
You're really off the groove.
Not one case or no case. Yeah. I mean, I can't even say case or no case. No case, it's a case. Case, it's not a case. He fills me every time, and Denise gets all these points.
And I've been just like doing the opposite of what he does.
And he said, what?
Look, it's the same advice I'll give to you that you've given to me. Whatever you think you should do, just do the opposite.
Well, that's like what I thought I did. I know. That's Jonas, my son does know that. That's the thing. I've been trying to do the George Costanza thing and doing the opposite, sure, and I still get it wrong. And what happens is Denise, what she's done is she's learned, she does the opposite of what I do, and she's getting all the points.
So you got to let her go first.
But she does.
She does go first. And then he tries to copy me sometimes.
And then she's, yeah. No, I'll copy her, and that's the one time she's wrong.
Yes.
You know? So it's just, what is the problem? I will seek therapy soon. And maybe I'll talk to you. My son-in-law is also a lawyer, and so maybe I'll talk to the two of you, and you can help me figure out why I can never win a case or no case.
I don't know if, as an attorney, I'm a qualified therapist. I feel like it sometimes, but
yeah, he's become my therapist since Cal doesn't care and Denise doesn't care. That's it.
That's not true. I care, Fred.
You're intentionally.
I feel your pain.
Oh, we've got to talk about. Okay, let's talk about something. Denise. Let's talk about this bizarre. Neighbor. Garrett, you can hang on if you want. You can sit here and you can opine about this this bizarre California couple who assisted a rural sheriff. This is in a really small town. I know where the town is.
Yep, Trinity County.
Yeah, it is extremely small. Cal, I wasn't going to tell him, but you go ahead and let the cat out of the bag.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, the point is, it's in the Emerald Triangle. It's in the marijuana-growing Emerald Triangle.
It's way out there.
Yes.
And the problem, what happens is the sheriff gets a call, right? The sheriff gets a call, and there's apparently a neighbor calls and says, "Hey, I need some help quietly," and then hangs up. And apparently there's
a 911 call.
Yeah, it's a 911 call. So he knows he can't get there for what? Up to maybe 2 hours, hour and 2 hours. He knows that the neighbors are literally what, a few hundred yards away, or and says, "Can you go over and check on her boyfriend?" And sheriff calls, it's Jim and Norma Gund. So he calls them and asks them that. They're like, "You know, neighbors, sure, I'll go check on them." What happens, Denise?
Well, the woman gets out. They drive over there. It was far enough that they needed to drive. But the woman gets out, knocks on the door, and she's invited in by somebody who is not the neighbor. And when she gets inside, she sees two bodies that are all wrapped up in plastic already and apparently dead. And she is tased by this person who opened the door and slashed and cut her carotid artery. I mean, she was very badly injured. And so when when his wife does not come out, the husband then comes in. He's attacked by this murderer and tased. And he's fighting for his life with this murderer, and his wife escapes, gets in the car, and goes and gets help. And the murderer then
takes off and is
trying to get the heck out of Dodge because he knows he's going to be caught. And so the question in this case, the Guns, the good neighbors, they sue the sheriff, the Tri-County or the Trinity County Sheriff, and they sue them for the thought that because they were asked by the sheriff to go check on their neighbors, that they became kind of like de facto sheriff officers because they're now taking and acting as a sheriff's officer would to go check on the neighbors because the sheriff couldn't do it. And that's the question before the court.
Yeah, that's the thing called posse, comitatus? Is that how you
posse
say
comitatus, yeah.
Comitatus. Mm-hmm. And that is in the original, like the 1800s, when you've seen it on TV, they go, "Well, I deputize you now to come help us." And it still kind of does work to this day. And I've actually heard one of the sheriffs saying, you know, when there's rioting and looting recently in some areas, that the sheriff said, "I saw a sheriff say that on the air. I'm going to deputize people," you know. But so does that still, can you still do that? Well, they sued, I believe it was for $10 million or quite a bit of money because of the serious injuries.
They were injured badly.
Injured badly, saying that, $10 million, that's exactly right. And their argument was, you didn't tell us this was a dangerous situation. You didn't try to call back. And the 911 operator said, I didn't call back because I thought if there was a burglar there, I didn't want to have the phone ring and then them know that they called 911. Now, again, she calls, I need help. That, you know, it could have been maybe she fell down the stairs or something to that effect. So they sued for the $10 million, and the courts held as follows, which to me sounds interesting and correct. What the court found is they were de facto deputies, and they had become de facto deputies, and therefore they were eligible for workers' compensation and only that, but could not sue for the $10 million. So at first you go, oh, they lost. Well, yeah, they lost as to they did not have the right to sue the government.
The sheriff's office was not negligent in not telling them about the 911 call saying, help me.
And it basically didn't matter because they were, quote, eligible for workers' compensation as employees.
Yeah, and that's employee, what they said. You can't sue your employer for for generals, right?
Yes.
But weird.
But this was a volunteer situation. They weren't, like, hired. They didn't sign any contract or anything.
Yeah, no, but the judge helped. But they were, when you help law enforcement, are you entitled for damages if you get hurt? But the answer is not necessarily. You're eligible for workers' comp. So,
if you are in fact enlisted by them, to
that's
help
exactly
them.
Right. So the court basically held in response to this issue, it falls within the scope. It falls in with the scope of a police officer's duties. The sheriff's attorneys, you know, they argue is, hey, they're volunteers, just like any other volunteer that you know, you notice volunteers will drive around in cars, and they're entitled to workers' comp. Good luck. Here's your workers' comp. And
right. If it had been a police officer, then that was in the scope of his employment, and he would be only entitled to go after workers' compensation and disability. That's all. He would not be entitled to sue his employer unless it's an intentional act or some other exception.
So that was interesting. Anyway, that's what we'll move on from that one. That's your workers' comp. If your neighbor calls, we're going to be back. We'll talk a little bit more when we get back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As civil unrest and protests continue around the country, Portland continues to be the epicenter as protests there have led to federal charges against over 75 individuals. Many have been charged with failing to obey lawful orders or assaulting federal officers. Four of those face arson or attempted arson charges.
Black Lives Matter protests against excessive police force and racism have taken place in Portland for over 90 straight days. The feds said on many nights after peaceful demonstrations end, public and private buildings have been the targets of vandalism and destruction, making it harder for local businesses to stay afloat. Portland U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said, while the FBI supports and safeguards constitutionally protected activity and civil rights, there is zero permit for assault, arson, or property damage, and these are not victimless crimes. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
No points for you.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did you just do that one?
I think a week or so I did that, yeah.
Oh, that looks good. I like that one. That sounds good. Put the one back on with just me on it.
But the no points for you, you didn't like that one so much.
No points.
I only have one saying. I kind of need more sayings.
No points for you. Boys are weird.
What else you got, Cal, for us?
I got quite a few. This is,
Todd has a kitty. Yeah. What does Todd's cat say? Where's Todd? You are a loser.
You're a loser. Whiner. I haven't heard that. Those are two good ones right
you
there.
You are a loser. You're a whiner. That is Armadillo.
No, those last two are you got to keep more often.
Are a loser. You're a whiner.
I know. That's a good one. Okay, keep that one. We're going to talk a little bit about Maxwell. So that's if those of you who aren't following the Radio Law Talk, Maxwell is Epstein's alleged mastermind in his scheme to bring his underage girls.
His abuse victim acquisition specialist.
There you go.
Allegedly.
That sounds like a good job title.
Corporate title, yeah.
So she was arrested, and she's put in jail. The reason she's in jail, because they think she's a flight risk. She's very wealthy. She's from England. She's a big socialite in England, apparently.
She's very good at hiding. It's hiding almost in plain sight.
Yeah. So what happens is, all these motions are coming before the court, and the latest is they want to unmask the identities. There's three accusers that accuse Jeffrey Epstein of basically molesting them.
Human trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking, et cetera, et cetera.
And they also accused Maxwell.
And her also. Yeah. And the judge said, no, we're not at this time. Everyone says, oh, they lost. It says, oh, the articles all say, well, they lost. No, at this time, it's too early to say, yes, we're going to reveal these people. But as of now, they're not going to reveal the names of these alleged victims. You always have to say allegations of what we do. But then there's a lot of anecdotal stuff that they discussed that she's trying also, including apparently she's complaining about how she's being held. Don't forget, this is a very wealthy socialite. She's being held basically in suicide watch. It means she wears paper clothes. And she's herself. Isolated by herself. Apparently there's 2 hours of psychiatric evaluation every day that they
and she's being watched, and she doesn't consent to being watched.
Well, here's the other thing that is kind of crazy, though. And again, we're not saying which side we're on. Innocent until proven guilty. And everyone says she's guilty. She might be, but innocent until proven guilty. She's sitting by herself in a cage, basically. Oh, she deserves it. But ladies and gentlemen,
and facing unnamed accusers.
Yeah,
and it does seem very unfair in a way.
Yeah, and she wants to say, just put me out in the normal population. I need some just to see people or go outside or do whatever. And I get that. I understand that. It's almost like she's psychologically that's just gonna take you down to nothing. So that's her argument. And so the court held. Basically, too bad. You're staying where you are. You're too much of a flight risk. They did agree to give her, though, more access to the discovery materials in her case.
And to her lawyers.
Yeah. But they're keeping her on tight restrictions. Their argument, don't forget, is she has to choose between showering and reviewing legal material in her case. Because she only gets so much time to do personal stuff.
Yeah, out of isolation. She only gets very little time.
And she's like, I can't even sit down and view the documents going on in my case. And again, I'm not feeling sorry for it. I know people are like, oh, you're just sorry for the rich person. No, but any person, if you're being held, but you can't see what's going on, or at least very little is going on in your case, and you're in isolation, that's pretty extreme, I think.
It's extreme. And the other thing is, there's such a conspiracy theory surrounding this case, and there's so many prominent people that have some little touches to it. Not that they're involved necessarily in the criminality, but there's very well-known people that have had relationships with her and friendly
Epstein.
Relationships.
Yeah.
And, Epstein allegedly killed himself while in prison last year. Exactly a year ago.
Well, oh, yeah, sure he did.
The conspiracy theorists think that the pedophiles that be, the powers that be in the pedophile world that's international in nature, had him killed. Very powerful people. And that could be some truth in that, may not, and if that's the case, maybe they're going to come after Maxwell. Maybe they made a suicide pact, guys. If we ever get caught, we have to kill ourselves.
Yeah, no, we don't want to. But the other thing that is interesting is that, going back to the Epstein, and we've gone over this in Radio Law Talk, you can go back in our podcast, but interesting how the cameras happened not to work, the officers fell asleep, and he was able to, quote, commit suicide, while he was on.
While the videos were not working, the cameras were not
working.
And while
they happened to have a rough night and slept.
And two guards, both guards had
guards
to sleep through the whole
had
thing.
Had a sleep problem.
And none of them said, hey, our cameras aren't working. Do you suppose we should go look at that guy?
Yeah.
Nah.
And they falsified their time records. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
So
that
we're following this, but she's staying in jail. She might get a little bit of access, but as of now, the identity of the three women that are bringing the case case against her and that had brought it against Epstein. They are not going to reveal it at this time. Everyone thinks, oh, they're never. No, at this time, the judge says it's premature. Denise, let's talk a little about Sarah Palin. This is an interesting case, the Sarah Palin case. Now, Sarah Palin, those of you know, she's a former, ran for vice president and is the former governor of Alaska. And an interesting, what is it, an op came out about her?
An op-ed, a New York Times opinion piece.
Opinion piece, yeah.
Yes, and she...
What was it?
Well, okay, so she had kind of like a hit list, and it was more of a political hit list of who were the Democrats or the liberals that...
We don't want to call it a hit list, but
well,
a list.
It was a hit list politically, meaning we were going to try to change this politician and flip the...
Which is very normal.
Yes.
You hear it, you always get the, you know, flip, make the Senate red, make the Senate...
Right,
blue,
right. So in other words,
flipping.
This is the senator we want to overturn, so let's get this other...
Political target.
Right.
Political
target. That's a good way to say it. That's
political
a very
target.
Good. That's a political target list.
Got it. Okay.
And they had, and on her list, she had crosshairs in the different states where they were going to target, right? And one of those was Gabby Gifford.
In Arizona.
That's right. And this was done like 2 years before Gabby was shot. But there were two senators that were shot around the same time. And both of those senators were on this target list with the crosshair sign. And the New York tied them together and said, you know, the New York Times tied them together and said, it was Sarah Palin that was involved and created this list and encouraged these. One was a murder and one was a attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
they blamed Sarah Palin.
Was a co-conspirator in a murder and in an attempted murder case. And that's per se defamation, you guys. You call somebody a criminal, that's very
easy. By definition, that's right there.
Right. But because she's a public figure in the United States, she has to prove an additional element.
And the element, the thing that had the target on it, Fred, was a poster where she said, these are the Senate seats.
Yeah.
It was publicly distributed
was
poster.
Website.
And on her website. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
it,
the court, or that finder of fact has to find, whenever it's a public persona, actual malice by clear and convincing evidence, which is a higher standard than if it was non-public person. So non-public, you just have to show that it wasn't true and that they were negligent in saying that it was true, whatever.
And then basically the court held for Sarah Palin, not that she wins the case, but that they're going to be able to go forward with the case.
That's right.
And go to trial.
This is what I predict on this. Sarah Palin wins, but she doesn't win everything she wants because the Times published a correction right after this and the editorial noting that there was no link between the map and the shooting. So they mitigated their damages.
Oh, so they unrang the bell.
Yeah, that's going to work.
That's really going to work.
Well, it's going to mitigate damages.
I'm going to unring the bell. Yeah. All right, but we'll be back after this. We got to talk about AMC, some interesting moves by AMC theaters. And then we got Quick Takes after that.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You're a whiner.
You are a loser.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So AMC Theaters, there are antitrust laws due to the fact that COVID-19, what's going on here is many, many businesses are being affected. And boy, this is a controversial thing you can always talk about if you want at 855-LAW-RADIO with us. But AMC Theaters, prior to COVID-19, was acquiring other theater chains. And basically to avoid being a monopoly, there's certain areas they had to either get rid of some of their AMC theaters, or there's certain ones they couldn't buy. So what AMC has done is said, okay.
So they actually had to sell ten theaters in 9 different states so that they would not be in violation of the monopoly law,
antitrust. And so what they're doing now is they're bringing a motion now to come back and say, you know what? Can we have those back? Because what's going on, government, nothing's going to survive. And if we don't, you don't give those back to us, they're going under.
Yeah, that's right. And they're actually doing the motion in the same case that where they had to, they were ordered by the judge to divest themselves of these different theaters. And now this is a post-judgment motion. And they're saying, reconsider this, because if you don't do that, these theaters are not going to survive.
These communities will not have theater services, I guess you could say, is what they're more or less arguing, right?
Yeah, and they're arguing that there's no businesses that are, they're big enough that they can absorb these businesses and keep them alive. And so we're going to have to see what happens. It's going to be fun to
Don't
watch
you begin
this.
To wonder if anybody's that big these days, the way things are going for many people.
Yeah, but I'm worried. I thought they filed bankruptcy, AMC. Didn't they file bankruptcy?
They thought they were. They thought all the people around thought they were going to do it. And then AMC
rumors.
Says, we're not filing. We're actually growing.
They saw opportunity. Yeah, they saw the little flopping fish on the beach. They said, let's go pick them up.
I remember that we saw the number of articles flopping fish, that they were ready to file bankruptcy, but they haven't. So at least to our knowledge, and so they're trying to pick up these extra ones. Now, we're talking about COVID-19. This is the interesting thing that I'm following very carefully. And I'm gonna keep the names and the businesses
quiet
a little bit, because I'm following as an attorney. They are not my clients, but I do help these attorneys at times with their cases and issues.
You want to protect the innocent, though.
Here's the question. Yeah. It's about water companies or water parks. Mm. Let's talk about this for a minute. So this is a legal case that's going before the federal judge, and the ruling will be by Monday. So what's happened in a state or two is the governor has, for COVID-19 reasons, shut down some local water parks. And as they shut them down for COVID reasons and safety reasons, they left open, you're ready for this, left open the government-owned water parks and the ones that have that are tied with the hotel industries water parks, allowed those to be stayed open. Yet the local family businesses water parks, was only a couple, they've shut down.
And I'm sure people are thinking, wait a minute, government-owned water park? What are you talking about? Yes.
Two cities have their own water park that they go, well, those aren't water parks. Oh, they have slides, they have a lazy river, they have a wave pool, they have splash pads,
and a carnival.
And yet they do not shut theirs down.
And in case people are wondering, one of those is in Vallejo, California, in the Bay Area, a company called Six Flags.
Yeah. Right? But what I'm saying
Six Flags anymore? What's it called now?
No, this is not the one I'm talking about.
Vallejo.
Well, I'm just saying that is a municipally owned one. People are wondering, where would that be?
Oh, there's actually some that's, it's named after the city. The city of JoJo Jones Park. They call it the park. And you go there. I was in Utah, Salt Lake City. They're building a regional park, like, for the children. I swear they're building a water park. The slides, they got these massive, waterfalls and splash areas. And the government is keeping those open. And the full-blown water parks at the hotels open. And so the lawsuit has come forth they've shut down these local water parks. They basically no reason. Their arguments were just beyond pale. What they argue, they should have told us about that. Well, guess what happened? They had recordings of them being recorded of the government or the attorney general's office saying, I don't know why that is. I'll check into that. Here's the best part about it. Guess what the government's argument was? The government argued, well, the difference between the hotels is there are a finite number of people that go there, only the people in the hotel. And where a water park, all the public can come, but we can watch these finite people that are coming in.
But can't a water park say we can only take 1,000 people today?
Well, that's the whole point.
Same thing? I mean,
yes.
It's a disparate treatment.
Which they were at 50% capacity. I'm not done. Ready for this? You're going to die when you hear this.
No one
here. Evidence found out that the government, that these water parks that were run by the hotels, were selling tickets to the outside public.
Oh.
And they had sent investigators in and found that they could buy tickets if they weren't at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Exactly what the government was arguing was the reason
That was the foundation of their case, basically, right? Or one of their foundational
elements. One of theirs.
All I got to say is I'm absolutely stunned at what's going on. And what irritates me more than anything as an attorney and as a citizen, how the heck can the government keep their stuff open And yet they compete against these other family businesses. And guess what? Shut them down.
Well, this is the problem, Fred, when you have a government deciding who wins and who loses
That's
in the
exactly
event of a crisis.
Right. Right. It's a winners and losers in a crisis, mm-hmm. and I'm worried about that with our country. And again, we're politically neutral, but doggone it, that irritates me. Go ahead, you got something.
Point.
So sorry, I got on my little tiff.
Okay.
I feel better.
Step off your high horse.
Feel better.
All right.
We'll find out Monday what happens in the ruling with the
All
federal
right.
judge.
Fascinating.
Speaking of winners and losers,
uh-oh. We got 1 minute.
She looked at me when she said loser. Why, Fred?
Not at all.
Trump was ordered to pay $44,100 to Stormy Daniels under the prevailing party theory in California. And this one's going to be for sure challenged. It's
yes.
going to be taken up and it's going to be challenged. And they may lose, or Stormy may lose that.
Right.
Because the judge decided in the case where she was trying to void the contract of non-disclosure agreement. And basically everybody started talking about the case, including the parties involved in the case.
Right.
Which basically made the whole agreement void anyway because they both violated that agreement. And so the judge decided because everything became public, she was the prevailing party because she was suing to have it become public and not enforce the non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting one. I want to see how it plays out just because I think the idea of prevailing party in this case, because it's tied to a contract, is an interesting legal issue.
And it wasn't a lot of money, was it? $44,000?
No, $44,000.
But it was the issue.
It was Trump
about.
Pocket change. But the point
but
is,
still.
Yeah, the prevailing party.
I think he's right. I think Trump's going to win on this one.
I think he may win this one, because I don't know how you can determine prevailing party when there was not a substantial decision on the substantive evidence, right?
Right, yeah, that's a good point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for Quick Takes. Fred, why don't you go first?
Case or no case, I have received one no points in the past 2 to 3 weeks, 12 to 14 or 16 losses in a row. I don't know. I'm going to seek therapy after I leave today. I'm going to go talk to my dog.
Look at it this way. At least you're consistent. Denise, you have some quick takes?
Yeah, I do. Shouldn't Under Armour apparel be worn under the athletic uniforms? How would that be good marketing?
Well, the mind reels.
We're going to be back next week, 9 to noon, every Saturday Pacific time. Join us. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Radio Law Talk with Denise and Cal. We'll see you.
We'll have a best of next weekend, but we'll see you on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.